Okay, 28 at the bottom. 11 lines in the bottom of the page. On top is 22, bottom is 28. The Alter is in the middle of explaining Klipas Noiga. Klipas Noiga is this intermediate level of evil. It's primarily evil. It shines within it a little bit of good. Therefore, when a person does a mitzvah, they elevate the spark of Kedusha that's in it, and they bring it up to Kedusha. And the Alter Rebbe explains that if a person does it for Kedusha, like you eat for the sake of Hashem, so then it becomes mamish like a korban, he says. It becomes as sanctified as a sacrifice. And then he says another thing. The chayin, the same way, if somebody before learning cracks a joke, the fakir daite to open up his mind, and to make his heart and mind joyous in the service of Hashem, that you need to be besimcha. Like the Alter Rebbe says, the famous sage of the Gemara Rava, before he started learning with the students, he says, he always cracked a joke, and Rabbanan laughed, and then they sat down seriously and started learning. So the Gemara says, Rava cracked jokes. Why did he do it? That everybody should become in a good mood, instead of a depressed, no good mood. They became in a good mood, and once everybody was in a good mood, then they sat down seriously with fear and awe, and they started learning. So over there, even though the joke is not holy, the fact that the joke, a kosher joke, was used for the sake of service of Hashem, you elevated that joke from Klipas Noiga to a level of Kedusha. So Klipas Noiga is possible to elevate it from a level of Klipa to a level of Kedusha. But like we learned last week, the Alter Rebbe says clearly, what are you elevating to Kedusha? Not the evil of it, the shining Kedusha that's shining within the Klipa, which is not bound and tied to the evil. It's there, but it's not bound. That you're elevating to Kedusha. Okay? But he says now like this. Ach, mishu bezeleli basar, a person who's, pardon the expression, a fresher of meat, mesevoi yayin, and a guzzler of wine, lemailis taives, gufei v'nafshi abam, is just to fulfill the temptations of his body and animal soul. Shubachinis Yaseda Mayim, which is the element of water. From Arba Yaseda Saram Shabbat, like he explained in the first parak. The Nefesh Abamis is composed of four elements: fire, air, earth, and water. And he says, haughtiness and anger come from fire, temptations come from the element of water. Shemimeno Midas Ataiva, that comes the temptations. What happens when a person, as we said many times, the expression, they don't eat to live. They live to eat. The whole purpose of living is to eat. So then what happens? It goes down. The life of the meat and the wine, which is within it. And it becomes temporarily connected and included. But the three complete levels of impurity. That means if somebody eats to enjoy life, the kosher food that they're eating, not only it doesn't go up to Kedusha, it goes down into total evil. And therefore, like Chassidus says, we mentioned, the apple will only stay neutral until the Jew touches it. The second the Jew touches it, it's either going to go up to Kedusha, or it's going to go down to complete evil. It will not stay anymore on the same level. If you eat it with a bracha l'shem shemayim, it will become elevated to Kedusha, and if not, it's going to go down to Shosh Kibbutz Atmeis. But
I need to say that even the apple is not even neutral. It's evil. It just has some good in it that you can elevate.
Right. So
it's not neutral. Nothing is neutral.
No, but he calls it before Klipa. Here he calls it the Bechinas Memutzas. It's intermediary level. Meaning like this: there's total holiness, total evil. Well, let's put it this way. There's holiness, evil. Right? Then, more detailed, three levels. Holiness, total evil, neutral evil. Neutral evil could be elevated or it could be lowered. Yidit l'shem shemayim, it goes up. Yidit for the wrong person, it goes down to shom shkis atreyes.
But don't you, when you elevate, you only
the good.
The good in it.
The evil perishes, because evil without Kedusha can't exist. Okay, so it disappears. But the good becomes elevated to Kedusha. But now, if you eat it the wrong way, then it becomes lowered into complete evil. But
the good in it disappears anyway. The good that was
no, the good goes into evil.
Goes into evil.
Yeah. But he's not done yet. So therefore, it goes into Shalshim Satmeis. The Gufei Nasim and Levush Umerkava, and his body now becomes the garment in the home of this klipa. Because the food that he ate, which comes blood and flesh, is now Shalshim Satmeis. So the person becomes the home and the garment of Shalshim Satmeis, but Lefisha only temporarily. What do you mean temporarily? Adam, until the person will return, and he'll learn and daven with the power that he ate, so then he'll re-elevate it back to Kedusha. So in other words, if you fresh, you lower it into Shamshkut Satmeis. And it stays there until you do something good with it. Now the question is, once it goes into Shalom Shkrip Satmeis, we learned that's not able to be elevated, how over here can you elevate it? So he says like this, Kilefi Shaha Yabasir Hatev Yayin Kosher, because it was kosher, Lakach Yechelem Lachze V'Lalis Imei, therefore it can go back up with the person, B'Shuvei Lavedes Hashem, when he returns to serve Hashem. The Alter Rebbe is explaining like this, because it's not really intrinsically evil, you just lowered it into evil temporarily, but you could re-elevate it because it's not really Shalshim Satmeis. It just went down there for a while, but it's not really Shalshim Satmeis. And he says, Shezeu Lashon Heter Umutar. That's why something permissible is called Mutar, or it's allowed. Why? Kalema, which means Mutter, like we said, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, means it's not bound. It's untied. Sheina kosher ve'asir bidei achetzenim. It's not bound and tied in the hands of evil. Shlo yuchel lachzer lalis l'Hashem. That you can not re-elevate it to Hashem. Shalosh kibsat meis, the three total level of evil, can never be elevated. Unless the full summer in the cases when you could. But this, because it wasn't evil, you just put it into evil, you could re-elevate it. But, and this is a big but, Rakshashimu mimenu nisha beguf, a mark of this evil stays in the body. That means, if you fresh, you lower the food, the kosher food, into evil, then you go back to serve Hashem, you take it up with you, but there's still a mark in the body that you got to get cleansed for. Balkain sarach haguf lechibut hakever. Therefore, the body needs chibut hakever. Literally means purgatory of the grave, which is a spiritual cleansing of the neshama. And later in the parakhez, Alter Rebbe will explain this a little bit more. Kafakela chibut hakever. To give a physical analogy of what this stuff is. Gehenna is not a damnation, it's not a purgatory, it's not an... Gehenna is a massive hot water washing machine. That's what Gehenna is. Gehenna is a cleansing process for a neshama that became impure, filthy, through sin. So when your garment becomes dirty, what do? You put it into a washing machine, and it gets cleaned. Sometimes there's additional stains. Now, in order to get the stains out, you got to treat them. Now, sometimes it means brushing them more with the whatever. Sometimes it means rubbing them on a board or something. You know, you should know this better than I do. And,
Put Clorox.
Then you put it into the washing machine. Okay? There's certain things that remain a blemish on the body, on the soul. And in order, Gehenna is not enough for it. You need to get a certain additional cleansing process. So sometimes it's called Chibat HaKever. Kafir Keled, I'll have to explain in the next parak, is Dvarim Betelim, kosher idol gossip. It's not forbidden, the Lashon Hara and stuff. So then you need certain other additional remedies to get you clean. So the Altrebbe says like this. Klipas Naiga can go down to Shomsk Klipas HaTemeis, but because it was kosher, you could re-elevate it back to Kedusha, but it remains a mark on the body that needs to be treated. But now he says like this. Masha'en King, Maicholas HaSudas. On the other hand, when it comes to treifa food, meaning Shomsk Klipas HaTemeis, Ubias HaSudas, or sexual forbidden relations, which come from complete tumah, they are bound and tied. That's what we said. Asur means bound and tied in the hands of evil. La'elam forever. They can never go out of there until when the day will come. Death, which it personifies and symbolizes the complete level of evil, death will be swallowed in forever. Like it says, when Mashiach comes, the impure spirit of Hashem will be removed from the earth. Meaning, the Alter Rebbe says like this, Shalosh Klipas HaTemeis will remain evil, it's bound to evil, it remains evil until Mashiach comes. That means, like we learned, you could take a piece of chazer, make a bracha, eat it l'shem shemayim, learn, daven, do everything with the power of the chazer. The chazer remains shalosh klipas HaTemeis. It cannot be elevated anywhere until Mashiach comes. Or, now the Alter Rebbe is going to say the second case. And this is a very lofty level, so as they say in America, pleasant dreams. That's not what, don't even think about it. Unless if a person or does such a great level of tshuva, as the Gemara says, Avedas become mitzvahs. The Gemara says in Yuma, when the Gemara speaks about the various different levels of tshuva, and there are various different levels of tshuva, there's tshuva out of punishment, fear of punishment, There's tshuva out of fear, there's tshuva out of love, there's different levels of tshuva. The Gemara says there's certain levels of tshuva that intentional sins become considered like accidental sins. It's a low level tshuva. You know, what you accomplish is, instead of God punishing us as an intentional sin, He considers it an accidental sin, which is less punishable. Then you have a higher level of tshuva. The Avedis get wiped off completely. No Avedis left. Then there's a level of tshuva, tshuva me'ava, tshuva, and Alter Rebbe is going to explain what it means. Tshuva from love, that the Aveda becomes a mitzvah. So the Alter Rebbe explains here that if somebody does a level of tshuva, that the Aveda becomes a mitzvah, then you actually transformed Shalosh Klipas HaTemeis into Kedusha. There's another scenario that Tanya does not discuss. It's mentioned in other places in Chassidus. A Rebbe could elevate Shalosh Klipas HaTemeis. But that's a Rebbe. A Rebbe could elevate Shalosh Klipas HaTemeis. Therefore, you found great tzaddikim that took Goyish songs and made them into Kedusha songs and all that. Normal Jews can't do that. You can't take Shalosh Klipas HaTemeis and make it into Kedusha.
But song,
not necessarily Shalosh Klipas HaTemeis. Could be Klipas Noga. No, any person can elevate Klipas Noga. There are times that it's a Goyisha song is Shalosh Klipas HaTemeis, not Klipas Noga.
Why?
Because if it's a French national anthem, which is anti-Semitic and everything else, it's Shalosh Klipas HaTemeis. In fact, there's a very interesting Hasidic word. It's brought down Hasidic Shesfarim like this. Why did Adam Rishon eat the Eitz Hadas? Hashem said no. Okay, his wife told him differently. It was a choice, God or his wife. He listened to his wife. But why did Hashem Why did Adam Rishon think he can eat Eitz Hadas? So it says, Adam Rishon thought he was a Rebbe, and he thought that even though Hashem said it's forbidden to eat the Shal Shkip Satmeis, Adam Rishon thought he's a Rebbe, and he can elevate even Shal Shkip Satmeis. He can elevate even the Eitz Hadas that Hashem forbid him to eat. What was the problem? The problem is, the Gemara says in Erevin, Adam Rishon chasid gadol haya. Yeah, so it says Adam Rishon was the Gemara says a big chassid. The problem was he was not a rebbe; he was only a chassid, and he thought he was a rebbe. And because of that, he ate from the tree because he thought he could elevate it. But as a rule, the only way a person could elevate Shal Shkip Satmeis, and this is now the Rebbe explains why. You know, let me explain it outside first. Without the Rebbe saying, then we'll see it inside. The very simple question. What is the Gemara says Aveda becomes a mitzvah. How can an Aveda become a mitzvah? I understand that you could wipe off an Aveda. But how could a sin become a mitzvah through tshuva? I mean, it doesn't make sense that a sin should become a mitzvah. The Gemara says Nzdeinus, Nasali Kizachis, the intentional sin become a mitzvah. How could that be? So the Altareb is explaining here as follows. What does mitzvah mean? Mitzvah means binding and connection. The Zohar says mitzvah comes from the word tzavse v'chibur, which means binding and connection. David HaMelech says in Tillim, everybody knows the nigun, Sam alecha nafshi, kam alecha besari, beres siyev ha'oyev b'limoyim, kem b'kodesh chazi sichu. What is David HaMelech saying? The simple translation of the pasuk is, my soul is thirsty to you. My soul is longing to you in a dry, desolate land without water. Kein v'kodesh chazisicha, the interpretation is, halavai, it should only be v'kodesh, that in Yerushalayim, chazisicha should have the same longing to you. Which means, somebody you love, and you're away from them. You have a longing, a desire to become close to them. When you love somebody and they're close to you, you don't have a longing to them because you're there. The longing is much greater when you're away from it than when you have it. Everybody knows the simple examples. On a fast day, you get thirsty much quicker than if you have a regular day. Okay? Why? Because you know you can't have it. Because you're far from food. If you think about it, you're far from the concept of food on a fast day, so you have a strong longing to it. Right? Or whoever has kids, you go on a trip, 5 minutes into the car ride, they need the bathroom, they're hungry, they're thirsty, they're fighting, as everybody knows. If they would be home, they wouldn't be thirsty, they wouldn't be hungry, they wouldn't need the bathroom.
They'll fight.
But they would fight, yeah. Listen, one out of four is pretty good. But they would fight. But they fight more in the car. It's closed more. Okay. Now, stop to think. Why is it? Psychologically, why is that? They just took a drink before. They went to the bathroom before. Why? Because when you're far away from something, and you know you can't have it, that's when you want it. Right? The Shem HaMelech says, Mayim Gnuvim Yom Tov, stolen waters are sweet. Because you know you can't have it, that's why it's sweet. So the Alter Rebbe explains like this. The definition of a mitzvah is what connects you to God. Sometimes the distance from Hashem, being away from Hashem, causes a longing to God that makes the relationship and connection to Hashem stronger than if you didn't sin and you weren't distant. In other words, distance, what does it say? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. The fact that you're away from Hashem through the sin, and then you realize the distance that you're away from Hashem because you're doing tshuva, so you realize that you want to be close, that distance is now bringing you closer to Hashem more than a mitzvah did. So that's how the Gemara explains there's a level of tshuva that the Aveda becomes a mitzvah. What do you mean Aveda becomes a mitzvah? The Aveda is mitzvah connecting you to Hashem. That level of tshuva, the Aveda becomes a mitzvah. Because what's connecting you to Hashem? Shalosh Tzivos HaTemeis is bringing you closer to Hashem. But again, like I said, that's an extreme. That's a Reb Lozer ben Dedaya tshuva, that he died doing tshuva, crying. That's an extremely lofty level of tshuva. Like we said, Chassidus asked the question, when Reb Lozer ben, everybody knows the story, Reb Lozer ben Dedaya, right? He put his head between his knees, he cried, died. Voice comes out from heaven, says he has a chelek in Olam Haba. Okay? So Chassidus asked the question, 1 minute. I understand the tshuva cleaned the sin slate. But to get to Olam Haba, you need mitzvahs. He didn't have mitzvahs. He was a sinner. Right? So how does he get to Gan Eden? Okay, no avedis, but if you don't have mitzvahs, you also don't go to Gan Eden. How did he get into Gan Eden without doing mitzvahs? The answer is, the tshuva that he did turned the avedis into mitzvahs. And therefore he was able to go to Olam Haba. In other words, there's a level of tshuva, even though the Gemara says, and Altrebbe brings it down in a few places in Tanya, the Gemara says, what is a sin that you cannot rectify? There's a pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech says, Me'uvish le'yuchel liskin. There's a sin, a crookedness, that you can't fix. So the Gemara says, what's an example of that? If somebody, let's say, missed reading the Shema one day. They didn't read the Shema on Monday. So even though they'll do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and from now on, but the Shema that they missed Monday, they'll never get back. Right? So Gemara says, it's an aveira you can't fix. If you didn't, like you ate chazer, you became impure, you can get rid of the dirt. You go to wash yourself, tshuva, get rid of the dirt, and you're good. But the Gemara says that a positive mitzvah that you didn't do, you can't get back. But Chassidus explains that there's a level of tshuva that can even do that. This that the Pasuk says, and the Gemara says, you missed the Shema, you can never make it back. That's normal tshuva. There's a level of tshuva that can make an undone positive mitzvah be considered done.
There's
tshuva me'ava. It's not the everyday Baal tshuva syndrome tshuva. You're talking about, huh? Obviously, you're talking about like the tshuva that belongs to the Bendadai, you know? That his soul popped out of the body from tshuva. Then, a person is able to elevate Shoshkim Satmeis. But besides that, it's when Mashiach comes, or that level of tshuva. And then the Alter Rebbe concludes and says, but otherwise, even though you'll do tshuva and Hashem will forgive you and there'll be no mention of sin anymore, the Aveda, the Shoshkim Satmeis cannot be elevated to Kedusha. The Chazer you ate will never go anywhere. Can I see it inside? Even if a person did it on purpose. He still didn't elevate it. Nothing. He's forgiven for a sin, but he didn't elevate the Chazer. The Chazer stays Chazer. Okay, he says like this. 10 lines in the top of the page. Another way that evil could be transformed. A person does such a level of tshuva, that the Aveda becomes a mitzvah. How? She tshuva me'ava, it's a tshuva out of love. Me'umka deliba, from the depth of the heart. Avarabba, with a tremendous love. V'chshek, and a desire. V'nefesh, and a desiring nefesh. L'dovka b'yizbarach, to cling to Hashem. V'tzmeya nafshi l'Hashem, and his soul becomes so thirsty to Hashem, ke'eretz ha'yefa v'tziya, like a dry, desolate land. And he says, why does he have such a longing to Hashem? L'yizki adeina, because until he did tshuva, ha'yisenafshi b'eretziya v'tzalmav, his soul was in a dry, desolate land, which is sitrach, the evil, v'rechayka mi'er p'nei Hashem b'tachlis, and he's ultimately distant from Hashem, because he sinned. L'zeis, therefore, Tzmeya nafshi l'bayesis seis, his soul is longing because of the distance with a much greater love than Mitzimah and Nefashis HaTzadikim, than even the Tzadikim love. Because Tzadikim are close. Right? The thirst to water is more when you're away from water than when you're next to water. The Tzadik is next to godliness. So the Tzadik doesn't have this thirst and longing to Hashem because he's there. The person who is far from Hashem and the distance causes this thirst because of the being far away from Hashem, that causes the longing which brings him closer to Hashem even greater than the Tzadikim. And he says, K'mayim Razal, B'makim Shebali Tshuva Emdim, even Tzadikim Gemurim can't stand there. Why? And he said, V'al Tshuva Me'aver Rabezu, concerning this level of Tshuva, Chazal say, Shezudainis Nasalei Kezachis, the Aveda becomes a mitzvah. How could an Aveda become a mitzvah? An Aveda is an Aveda and a mitzvah is a mitzvah. He says, Hoyo Vayedeze, because through the sin, he gained to this tremendous Aver Abezu, to this tremendous love of Hashem. What brought him close to Hashem? The sin. So if the sin brings him closer to Hashem, the sin is a mitzvah. The sin becomes mitzvah, means connection and binding. It connects him to Hashem. Avo tshuva sholei me'avezu, but tshuva not from such a great level. He says, Avshi tshuva nechena, even though it's a proper tshuva, v'Hashem yisalach lei, and God will forgive you, no problem. He said, mikomakim le'nasa le'kezachis, it doesn't become mitzvahs. Vein elu me'aklipa le'gamri, and it doesn't go up from klipa at its gates until the time of Mashiach, she'evul ha'moves le'netzach, when death will be swallowed in forever. So he said, you'll be forgiven, everything will be fine. No problem, no gehenim, no nothing. Bottom line is, the chazer you ate is not going to go anywhere. Even if you ate it accidentally. Even if you ate it accidentally, it doesn't go anywhere.
What does that mean?
The chazer, the pig, doesn't go up to Kedusha, it stays a pig.